got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
Hi, this is Kevin Hart, former defenseman for the Dundee Stars, and you are listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Perth Road, Dundee.
Hello and welcome along to episode 113 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. We're a wee bit later in starting our recording tonight. Senior's sitting there with his wee cup of hot black currant and he's tired and he's probably moaning he should be in his bed by now, but...
What time is it? It's only 10 to 6, 10 minutes yet.
Okay.
We've got 10 minutes to get through this.
Junior had a session at AB with Abby before he got to come on the show. And poor Abby, she's a lot of going referee the Cowden Beef game tonight at 7:45. Yeah, I don't know what's worse, a football game outside at 7:45 on a Tuesday night or being in Fife? Or Beth.
Or Beth.
7:45 on Tuesday night in Fife.
That would be brutal. Cowden Beef on a fucking Tuesday night.
They're playing that civil, is it the Civil Works team, whatever they're called.
Is it the Civil Service Strollers or something?
That's it. Yep. So she's there the night. But
wow.
Yeah, Senior, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Yeah. Recovered from the weekend, shall we say. Onwards, upwards. What else could you say?
Heavy session in the past?
Heavy session. Oh, heavy session Sunday night. Really heavy session.
By the way, it's won the Hunt Villa.
What are they playing?
Bruges in the away in the Champions League.
All right. There
Big
you
start
go.
For them. Just saw it come up my phone there. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just recovering. Just there. That's fine. Yeah. But listen, we can cheer you up, though. And we can cheer the viewers and the listeners up. Because, Senior, it's been a while, but
not us.
We're gonna it's a bit as much as we're gonna get to that tonight. Because I kinda go through that whole thing again. We do have a competition from our amazing sponsors at Don Michele. Now, Senior, the competition has been set by the sponsor this time.
Yeah, so I believe.
And it's no we're usual, like, share, comment, blah, blah, blah. Don Michele have a question for you. And it's not what's your favourite type of pizza, what's your favourite food after their menu, but it's an NHL question. And they want you to answer it in order to win another amazing £50 voucher to spend at Don Michele. So, Senior, you might actually get this question right for once, but I didn't want you to tell the viewers.
No, I wanna.
Okay? It's the one that you might get right for once. So, the question is, and we'll put it out on social media, and I need you to comment on the social media post when we put it out. We'll probably put it out tomorrow, because also we'll put the show out tonight, and we'll let people see the show first, and then the question. So,
that's my time, Max.
It's not the Pittsburgh. Well, if the question is who is shite, Pittsburgh is correct. And Huntie will get that in right as well, because he could pick any of his 10 teams that he would.
Wow. Okay, Huntie's about to win this, is he?
So, question is, folks, which NHL team throws rats on the ice? No, we're not speaking about chubby rats like Gabe Bast. No, we're not speaking about rats like Brendan Connolly. Rats. Which NHL team throws them on the ice? I'm going to leave it there. We're going to move on quickly, because Senior being Senior, he'll end up saying the fucking answer without realising he said the answer. £50 voucher up for grabs.
I know!
From Don Michele. And yeah, we'll get that post up and we'll close it before probably the Manchester game, just to give everybody some plenty of time to get their answers in and potentially win the prize. Now, we know that a lot of you are going to know it. We know that Andy Strange is probably going to Google it. If you do Google it, then you're just cheating. But you'll still get entered in the draw. So there's going to be same answer throughout. If you've got it right, we'll put you on the wheel generator, the name generator wheel, and it'll be a random pick. One guess per person. You're going to get about 100 guesses. Reece Sharp. Reece No Very Sharp. And we'll take it from there. So, Senior, on with the show. And I'm going to change the start of the show. Usually it is our two-way watch. But we can only start the show with one thing, and it's Rockets talk. The Dundee Rockets won the league on Saturday night against the Edinburgh Capitals in quite convincing style, I must say. 4-1, goals by Sam McCluskey, 2 by Ben Brown, and he only went and fucking did it again, Senior. The main man, Cam McGiffin. The man is a goal-scoring machine right now. And then he got injured halfway through the game, unfortunately.
Still got man of the match. How did that happen?
It's quality, not quantity.
Not having that, Junior. I'm not having it. I know he's a friend of the podcast, but I'm not having that.
Against
man of the match. Come on.
Now, just for the record, because I know that we've got many Rockets players and fans that are listening to this as well, and we'll have a laugh in that about it. Michelle actually said that. He played half a game. Lazy bastard.
Exactly. Yeah.
But hey, listen.
That was a thoroughly enjoyable game.
Yeah.
And you know what, when you look at both these teams, them and the Edinburgh Caps, there's a lot of talent on both mm-hmm. teams. It was good to see catch up with Stuart Brand and his wife sitting behind her. And it's when you're going through the names, and I'm telling Stuart, Robertson, number 20. Yeah. That's Aaron Robertson. That's Ian Robertson, young lad. Oh, really? Yeah. 37, Chad Smith, right? That's Davey Smith's young lad. And it just... and going, you know? And then the same on the Rockets. JD's there. You've got Michael Becky there. That would be the stars. You've got McGiff. You've got Sam. Are these guys... have all played a decent level. They were EIHL Brits not so long ago.
You can keep going. Robbie Hill, Lewis McIntosh, Drew Rumgate. Exactly.
Yep. I know. Ewan Simpson.
Yeah. Yeah, played up a few times backup. As well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was obviously backup for us at the start of the season before we got Sabolin.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I thoroughly enjoyed it. And what I thought made it really good was the Dundee public and probably a lot of Stars fans took advantage of the offer that the mm-hmm. Rockets put on for season ticket holders of the Stars. And you know what? If that had been Stars versus fucking Coventry or something, okay, they weren't open behind the goal, but the home side was jam-packed, absolutely jam-packed. And the other side had a fair few fans on it. It wasn't that long ago that was the league crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the numbers. I thought it was a great advert for Scottish ice hockey, but it was good to see them do it because you always get that fear that they get built up and a massive crowd comes in and they get beat. Yeah. And you think, wow. And they probably would have beaten Kilmarnock. And, well, they got the 2 points tonight after anyway. They're still won the league. That was always going to happen. But it was good to see them there on home ice. So, yeah, it was a very enjoyable evening.
Definitely. And sorry, I missed out Ben Brown in that list as well of players that played Elite League for the Stars and still plays Elite League with the Flyers.
And still Elite League for the Flyers, yep. Chris Phillips, there's Nari.
Yeah, so you had Chris Phillips on the bench. Oh, I see on the bench playing for Edinburgh. I see you said that when you were speaking, Joe Lynch as well. Craig Chalmers, conference winning backup with the Stars.
Yeah, there was a lot of players on that ice that have got EIHL experience, and they're no old men. They are still young boys. Yeah. So, a lot of talent on that ice, and it was a very enjoyable game.
Yeah. One big shout out as well in the game. Certainly for me, goes to Drew Rumgay. Gets what was deemed by the official as a bad hit, a 5+ game, and then he gets right back up and then keeps the boys tatties for it. an absolute. Yeah. Pasting, from Drew, which was great to see.
Yeah, Mikey Ireland trying to get to the guy first.
I know.
I think because I didn't think he thought Drew was going to get up after the hat, but Drew got up and then I think a Caps player grabbed Mikey Ireland and then Drew was one on one with the guy. And then if you've seen by the videos, it was just it was an absolute pounding. But it was a bit of a bad hit.
Yeah,
but luckily he was okay. Yeah. That was the main thing. He was all right coming out of that hit. So,
yeah. But no, great to see a 4-1 win. They then go away to Paisley the next night, a 3-2 overtime win. Now there's a little bit of discrepancy between the Rockets social media page with the goal scorers and SIHA's game sheet.
Oh dear.
So. According to the Rockets, goals by Michael Becker, Sean Beattie, and Sam McCloskey. However, the game sheet has it as goals by Michael Becker and 2 goals by Sean Beattie. So we'll let Sam and Sean fight over that one. But considering the amount of good chances that Sean had on the Saturday night, I think Sam might be willing to give him the second one on the game winner in Paisley.
Yeah, I must admit, at the game on the Saturday, I actually thought Sean Beattie was Rockets' man of the match. I thought he was in about everything.
Cam McGiffin.
Yeah. Shut up, fucking McGiffin.
Hey,
he's sitting listening to this in Paris. He's selling, I'm telling you.
Cam doesn't listen to this anymore. He gave up after episode 1.
Oh, that's okay. I'll listen to episode 1 minute, but then I'll come on a couple of times.
So I said a 4-point weekend for the Rockets, and a title clinching win. We'll move that into the MBE Valeting Services sponsor, Tui Watch. So out of the two teams, Aberdeen were playing Kirkcaldy at the weekend, with the Kestrels coming out on top by 4-2. No points for Rowan. Dom faced 23 shots with 19 saves. Obviously no Gary Kelly and no Josh Saunders due to injury. So this is how the SNL table is looking. Rockets top champions, 15 game winning streak, 41 points to 22 games. Edinburgh in second, now only 2 points ahead of Aberdeen, who are in third, having played a game more. So Caps got that game in hand, 33 points, 31 points. Kestrels in fourth, 26 points through 22 games. And the famous Paisley Pirates, 22 points through 21. Senior, a wee bit of disappointing news in the SNL from the weekend. I don't know if you've seen it, but North Air shot Kyle Marnick out. So we're good pals at the Kilmarnock Thunder. Didn't win, unfortunately.
Like we did badly.
Yeah.
Not angry, just disappointed.
Yeah, they did that. Senior, sticking with the SNL, you've got the honourable mention this week.
Could only be one man, could it? It could only be the coach.
Cam McGiffin!
Fuck off, Cam McGiffin.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You can get to Cam McGiffin, but even Jeff lasted longer than him in the game. No, it has to go to the coach of the title-winning Dundee Rockets, Jeff Hutchins. Honourable mention, the Hutch, at his second trophy that he's won at the DIA. Won with the Stars, obviously, with the conference. And now you've got your finger up.
He's technically won three.
What fucking Mickey Mouse trophy have we won?
He won the conference with Fife and Dundee. And Dundee Ice. I'm like, oh, actually, just thought about that. He's won one of Fife, okay.
he's won his third trophy in Dundee. But the second as a coach of a Dundee team.
He's won two with Dundee.
So he got his conference with the Stars and he's now got his SNL trophy with the Rockets. So for Jeff, honourable mention, it's, as I posted on social media, one down, two to go. He did say he was doing it. So they've certainly put a marker down. That's honourable mention.
Listen, I'm going to go on a limb here, senior. Don't do it very often, but I'm going to throw this out there for everyone listening, especially the Dundee Rockets. And actually, with the Lord promised, if they win the treble, Jeff Hutchins gets the key to the city.
I'll tell you, Junior, I want to see them on the balcony at the City Chambers. I'm telling you.
Listen, it's the only way David Sims is going to see one of his teams on the balcony with a trophy, I'll tell you. cue the text message when he listens to this tomorrow.
You better believe it. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Same as Sandy Dobson.
Expect to see the trophies getting on the balcony of the City Chambers.
Again, congratulations to Hutch. Again, he's had that team really, really fire on all cylinders this year. Really very structured. You know, listen, I know we should really speak about the Rockets as a Comets Tigers merger. So we really should speak about it like that. But I think a lot of people still just associate the Rockets with the Comets because, you know, it's Rad Brown and that still involved and a lot of the players in that. You know, Stuart Barnett's obviously come in with the Tigers, done a lot of stuff. You know, all the volunteers in that, like Beth Henderson and stuff as well. You know, it's all the Tigers stuff in that as well. The two clubs really have come together in their first season and kind of run away with it. But, you know, the teams in the past, you know, when the Tigers at one point, when they had, I can't remember the boy's name now, the Canadian guy. Mind he went up to Aberdeen to coach as well. Tall guy.
Can't mind his name.
But the Tigers got really structured at one point. They were competing for the titles and stuff. And then kind of, you know, players get older, move on. You know, younger guys try to step up and come through in that. Work gets in the way, so you don't have full rosters and stuff. Comets did the same. The Comets, you know, went off, won everything. They did 3 years in a row winning trophies and that. And then they kind of went through a wee transition period. But now the two of them coming together, Hutch has really, as a coach, pulled that team together. The experience of Sam, Cam, Andy Henderson, Robbie Hill, JD, the more experienced guys pulling that team together as well with Jeff. It's been good to see this year. So again, congratulations to everyone at the Rockets and Hutchie.
Yeah, it's been good to see the two of them come together. I think it was a shock when they came together to a lot of people, but I think they've done it for the right reasons, and it's paid off.
Yeah, and it was a long time coming.
I had to be done. It was probably no sustainable to have two SNL teams in Dundee. And as you say, you know, teams were short-benched every so often. So, you know what? The two of them got together, and it was good that they got together. And it's paid dividends for them. And it goes to show that it's worked. And that's all you could say about it. It's worked, and they're reaping their rewards for it. So congrats to the whole lot of them.
Yeah. I forgot when I mentioned Beth Henson, I also forgot to mention Mandy Hill as well, who's done an absolute ton of work in the background, especially like the own and loan tops and stuff, because I'm due to get my top end of the season. McGiffin's top. Thank you very much.
Look, you'll probably wear it. You'll hit on longer than him.
Oh, senior, you're fucking crazy, aren't you? Right, let's move on. A lot of positive stuff. We're covering a wee bit of negative, but listen, senior, I said it to you earlier, and I said it to a few other people. Although it's the negative stuff, we're in it together, right? So, 51 Club sponsored game reviews. We were away to the Nottingham Panthers on Saturday night. Not a great result for the Stars. Quinn Wishers, is he new? Never heard of him.
No. He's been there. Sure.
No heard about him all season.
Well, I was about to say, he scored against us.
9:12, only goal of the period. Second period, 3-goal shutout there. Tim Doherty, 26:56. Matt Alfaro, 28:08. And Didrik Henbrandt at 33:50. Goalless third period, giving Panthers a 4-0 shutout victory at home against Stars. The news from that game, obviously, was that there was no... now, disclaimer, before we continue the show, we will not mention Ben O'Connor and we will not mention Dominic Alberga because it's all about them. I'm joking. God. So, no Dominic Alberga, no Tonge, no O'Brien, no Pouliot, no Elmer. Was that it?
No McDonald.
No McDonald. That was right. That's no bad thing. So, six imports down. I think there was somebody else. And no Brett Gravel.
Yeah.
So, there was seven. So, seven imports down. Which had us playing with five D-men, so D-man double shifting.
Yeah. Nine forwards, five D.
Yeah. Difficult place to go into and perform anyway, without a short bench, especially this season. Danny Stewart has got Nottingham in a very good position this year. I still don't think they're as strong as their league standing makes them, or makes them look. But they are playing a very nitty-gritty Danny Stewart game this year, and it's paying off with that wee bit extra money that maybe Coventry didn't have compared to Nottingham.
I think what's helped them is the netminders that they've brought in.
Yeah.
They've solidified them. Now, Bednar's now away because he's injured. They've got the guy for Sheffield. I don't think he'll get much ice time. But the guy Jason Grande is a top netminder. I actually think, well, I've seen him and I've seen Greenfield, and I always thought Greenfield was probably the best in the league, but I think Grande is better than Greenfield after watching Greenfield at the weekend.
Yeah, he's certainly not this season, Greenfield. I still think, you know, maybe the last two seasons he's been here now, three. Two or three, he probably has been the last two or three, but certainly not this season. And I don't know, we'll come on to Sheffield in a bit, but is it maybe a bit of consistency, thinking, you know, I am the best, or is it maybe just getting older that he is starting to, but like Shane Owen, you know, absolute shit hot, starting just to start come down that peg after two, three years in the league.
But the Nottingham game is always going to be hard. We said that I think both of us had Stars getting beat, probably quite convincingly.
6-1, 5-2.
Yeah, ended up at 4-0. And when you take guys like Gravel out the lineup, even Alberga out the lineup, right, for all his faults, he's probably still up there as one of our top scorers, right? You take him out, you've got Elmer out, who scores and creates. It is a lot of firepower that's came out of the lineup. And it is difficult. It is difficult. And you've got to just try and grind it out, clog up the middle of the ice, like what Mark says, when teams come to Dundee and the Stars are playing really well, when we struggle is when teams clog up the middle of the ice. Mm-hmm. And we've probably tried to play that kind of game. But when you go behind, you're then chasing again. And it opens you up. And teams like Nottingham and that just absolutely punish you. But again, though, you look at that second period, it's something like 3 goals in a short space of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a start for when he did the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Love a start.
But I can't even claim the start. I'll tell you.
That's what you say. Are you going to take credit for it?
No, none whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
Darren will get the credit for it. But it's quite a worrying start. And
yeah,
when you look at what happened in Nottingham when it's goal, goal, goal. And it's like, that's it. The game's gone. But to be fair, I think if we'd came out of Nottingham with someone, I think we'd have been delighted.
Yeah. So just be saying that there about Dominic Alberga probably being one of our top goal scorers. He's actually only scored 5 goals in 36 games.
Point scorers.
He's only 24 in 36. He's, believe it or not, he's tied with Cameron Kiley. No points in Nottingham. Tough night. Just got that little bit tougher. So bear with me on this one. So I didn't get the scoring way round wrong. Steelers went 1-0 up through Mark Simpson at 28 seconds. Spencer Nass tied the game at 5:04, assisted by Sekos and Dow. Sheffield went 2-1 up through Valran, the wee prick. Then 3-1, Mikko Jussola at 11:31. They then made it 4 at 13:19. Through Colton Saucerman. Stars pulled him back just for the end of the period through Brendan Harms, assist by Sekos and Doubt again at 19:08. Second period, and the Sheffield Steelers went 5-2 up through Brian Diffley at 25:52. Stars then made it 5-3 through Keanu Yamamoto. Assist by Sancho and Dow at 31:04, which might be the goal of the season at the DIA. 36:57, Brandon Whistle made it 6-3, end of the period. And then it went 7-3, 8-3, 9-3. Mark Simpson, 44:50. Mikko Jussola at 48:56 on the power play. Mikko Jussola got his hat-trick at 53:07 on a penalty shot. Stars pulling back on the power play through Zach Sekos, assisted by Sonch and Nass. And then the final goal at 57:14 through Sam Tremblay. Sheffield Steelers 10, Dundee Stars 4. Been a while since you've seen 10.
Yeah. At no words. Well, I did. I probably had a lot of words, but it was, it just wasn't good enough. And I know that nobody in the club will mark the excuses about short benched, boss legs, you're playing Sheffield, but we still shouldn't be getting 10 put past her. It's just not good enough. The coach said it was on him. I'd probably agree with him. And it's not often I agree with some of Mark's.
Yeah.
It's not often I agree with some of Mark's decisions and things like that, you know, but he said it was on him. And I would agree. I would agree. I know that there's been a lot of debates on social media because some people said, you know what, they actually didn't play that bad. And I would probably agree to an extent that we didn't play that bad. But then I think it was the third period or part of the way through the second period. It was at that, I think it got to 5-3, I think you says.
Yeah.
There we go. So we went 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 4-2.
4-2 ended
yeah.
first.
4-2. Yeah. And then it went to what, 4-3?
5-2, 5-3.
Was it 5-2, 5-3? Right. I think it was at that point, even with the Yamamoto goal, at 5-3, I'm thinking, we're hanging about them. They're not getting that far away from us. And then, I don't know what happened. It just, it wasn't as if they fucking blew away on the scoreboard. But wasn't as if they were playing absolutely fucking fantastic hockey. Greenfield couldn't catch a puck the hell night.
No,
I watched them in the warm-up. Every goal that went blocker side went in the warm-up. Nass scored his first goal, blocker side. Straight away I thought, oh, you fucker, we've sussed this. He didn't play well. And I'm thinking, if we could only get in a round about him. But I don't know what happened. It was just an absolute fucking defensive horror show after that.
Yeah.
That's a
team defensive.
It's a team
horror show.
As a team, yeah. That's not me saying that the defense was shit. That was me saying the team defense was shit. Mm-hmm. For the goalie, the D-men to the forwards, all the way through.
Yeah, because I'm you know me, I absolutely hate the plus minus stat. Detest it. I don't agree with it at all. I think it's pishes. But when you look at, you know, there was maybe a couple of pass marks for guys throughout the game. I think the first period, like you say, first period was terrible. Second period, we were stuck around it. We played a lot better. We were competing. I think we gave up that 6-3 goal not long before the end of the period. And then it was kind of like, heads are doing, then it was 7-3, 8-3, 9-3 quite quickly. And it's like, right, okay. But guys like, and this is where I come in, -4 for Keanu Yamamoto. But I thought Keanu still had a good game and competed hard, battle hard, forechecked, back checked. Okay, I'm sure the penalty shot was his, where he just fucking hooked the guy back. I thought, you know what? Earn that shot, like earn that goal.
I'll take the penalty shot
rather than the penalty. Yeah. Go ahead. I think it was a good play. It was a good play in the circumstances, but you know, that's why I'm always like, I've seen a lot of people on social media this week about plus minus stat, and I'm like, but again, you can look at that. Yamamoto played hard the whole game, and he was -4. You kind of really,
Junior. You know what? What was it? Seko's got the man of the match, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. I actually thought Yamamoto was in with a shout for man of the match.
Yes, so do I.
I didn't think Yamamoto had that bad a game. I thought he competed hard. He never gave up. And like what you're saying for the penalty shot, I'd expected any player to have done that.
Yeah.
Just don't give up on it and let him go one-on-one with the goalie. Fucking earn your goal. If you're going to score, you're scoring off the penalty shot. But you've got to earn it. I'm not letting you skate in on the goalie. without putting some sort of a challenge in. Then you could touch on the goalie, and not on his performance, but on what happened. 2 years in a row we've seen it. It's 2 years in a row we've seen it, eh? And I felt his frustration. I must admit, and I've said that on social media, right? I think he should have stuck it out. He'd been in there the whole night. Ride it out now. Ride it out with your mates, because your mates can't do that. Your mates can't just take off and say, right, I've had enough. And that's when I began to think, the coach has hung him out here. He should have pulled him earlier, I think. I actually said at 4-1, I thought he maybe could have. When they scored the fifth, I thought, right, that's it. That'll be Sabol's night up. But no, he's left him in. And I thought, right. And then they scored again. And I'm thinking, right, he's in for the duration now, because there's no way he's putting Jarrett in when it goes 7-8-9. And then at 10, I think Richards had enough. I disagree with it, as I say. I think he should have just stuck it out for the final few minutes of the game, and take it from there. I understand his frustrations at doing it. But when I'd looked at the stats and throughout the game, and I didn't think he got above 75, 76%.
No, I looked at it this morning, and it was 75.61.
I don't think it got. I was obviously here at the start of the game, right? But when the game started, you seen it coming down and down and down all the time. And I'm thinking, Mark's going to change it. And you know what? He done it in Guildford when he changed it. And he came out and he said that was not on Richard Sabol, right? He could have done exactly the same again on Sunday. He could have pulled Richard Sabol. And netminders are a different breed of people, right? You've got to be off your head to stand in front of that fucking bit of rubber, by the way, right? So they're off their head as it is. But at least if he then comes out and says the same and explains it to him, it maybe gives the team the fucking kick in the arse that they needed by saying, look, I'm needing to pull this guy again.
Yeah.
Because as a team, we're not playing good enough. And it's, again, what? Well, we could go on about this game. To me, I put it on social media, I think it was the day. I says, it's in the past now. That's it. It's gone.
Yeah.
Done and dusted. Done and dusted. The next segment is probably the biggest segment of the season now, is when we hit Manchester twice.
I thought you were going to say you're good, the bad, and the ugly. The next segment is the big bit. You're 100% right though. 100% right, and that's what I said. You know that. Listen, emotions were running high with the fans. Emotions were running high with the players on the ice. You know. Things happen, but it's at that point of the season now, and I said it at the start of this part of the show that we're in it together to get that final spot. You know, you look at what's coming up this week, and we'll look at our game preview in a bit. Away to Manchester, at home to Manchester, with Belfast kind of in between, but Glasgow and Nottingham on Wednesday, and then you've got Manchester playing Glasgow on Saturday before we play Manchester on the Sunday. It's
we're not catching Glasgow. None of it. It's
no, no. But it's, I think the thing is though that if you try, see the thing for me is, right, although they're right, I think we're done with the preview. So the review. So there's the league table. Seven behind Glasgow. They've got two games in hand, but realistically for us, and this is the mentality that I've got, is we should keep looking ahead and looking up at Glasgow rather than looking down at Manchester
potentially catching up on. Where, you know, they've got two games in hand. They're 5 points behind where they play on Wednesday. If they win that game, they go 3 points behind, still with two games in hand. We win the game. Pressure's on Manchester. We keep looking ahead. We keep looking up the way. So that's where I'm coming from that point of view of look at Glasgow, hope Glasgow drop points. We look ahead at them. We win games. We try and catch them. That's what we should be looking at.
Yeah, I think we Glasgow, though, right, is they've got to play Manchester.
Yeah.
So you're wanting Glasgow to beat Manchester?
Absolutely.
I'll be honest with you, Junior. I'm not even looking at Glasgow Clander. I'm just made bad about the Manchester Storm. And as I say, I put it the day, what's happened's happened. We're now, it's a new week. We just need to get on about it again. The season's no finished. But, you know, as you say, there was a lot of emotions on Sunday, right? But you know what? That's because what I care, yeah. Right? What I care about with ice hockey team is the players obviously care, right? The fans put a lot of money in. They care. The owners have put fucking a hell of a lot of money in. They care. Right? Everybody associated with the Dundee Stars cares about their team.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody's got their own opinion and everybody's got their own sort of feelings on how things are going. But at the end of the day, it's because what I care. And that's it in a nutshell. They two games are done. Nottingham. We weren't expected to win in Nottingham. We probably weren't expected to get to beat Sheffield either. So when a 0 point weekend, that was probably the expectation out with the players and the coaching and that, right? But probably if you were to ask the fans and get them to be honest, they would have said that, yeah, we're not getting nothing this weekend. We never got nothing this weekend. Anything that we did get at the weekend would have been a bonus. But I think it was just a disappointment. Oh, shipping 14 goals in two games, 10 of them in one game. And I think that was the whole disappointment for the weekend at home. See, if we'd got beat, the 5-1 that we always used to get beat for Sheffield at him, people would have went, well, fuck.
Senior was right.
Senior was right. That's it, you know. Yeah. But on a funny note, though, right, it was good to see Dowdy. It was good to give him a bit of shit. It was also good that he kept his sell off a score sheet. Type of guy he is.
He shouted up at the end, Senior, and I never heard what he shouted up. I didn't think he was too happy about the booing of him. I think he's getting a bit tired of it, so I might hate to stop it. He didn't seem happy. I dropped him a message after. I said, listen, Jenny couldn't hear what you were saying, but safe journey down the road, mate. Thanks.
It was gone.
I still stayed. I still stayed till they did the man of the match, the lap, and came out. And I was still able to get the car straight out. It was great.
I was the same. I was out in the car. I reckon I'd have been out in the house by the time you'd got in your car.
You didn't speed anymore.
No. I stayed right to the buzzer. So
yeah,
it was when the buzzer went, that was me. I was up and gone.
Yeah. So look at that league table. As I said, you know, Manchester on 33 points, Stars on 38, having played two games extra. Manchester's games in hand are at home to Cardiff and away to Nottingham. Glasgow Clan in 7th, 45 points, just 3 points behind Guildford with two games in hand on them, so they're looking to go up to 6th. Coventry in 5th, 51 points through 44 games. Cardiff in 4th, 52 points through 42, so they've got two games in hand on Coventry, but Coventry trying to catch up with them. But that's more for who gets the home advantage in the playoffs there if they stay where they are. Nottingham claimed their playoff spot at the weekend. They're sitting in 3rd, 59 points through 43 games. Sheffield in 2nd, 60 points through 44. Belfast still top with the game in hand on Sheffield, 64 points. So 4 points between the top 2. 5 points between the two fighting for the last playoff spot.
Yep. I'll take, listen, the way that league is this now, I'll take that league at the end of the season. I've said it.
Senior, take it away.
So, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Unfortunately, Junior, I couldn't have found anything really good at the weekend, apart from the Dundee Rockets winning the league. There was, I felt bad because we are a Dundee Stars podcast, and I just couldn't have found anything good at the weekend for the Stars. So I thought, well, why not? We'll give it to the Dundee Rockets for winning the league. The bad is the Storm had a four-point weekend, eh? And I could have thought that was going to come out the bag at this time of the season. And they're catching us. And the ugly is the timing of the goals. You ready?
Folks, get your pens and pencils ready.
Here we go. So, courtesy of Darren Marshall, right? He counted, and I've updated it. I started to update it on Sunday, and I thought, oh my God, it's goal after goal here. So, I don't want to be updated. He's counted that the Stars have conceded a goal within 30 seconds after scoring six times this season. He then widened his search and have conceded 14 times within 2 minutes after scoring. But also, more interestingly, we've scored 14 times within 2 minutes after conceding. And we have conceded 24 goals within the first 2.5 minutes of a period. And that
24 goals conceded within the first 2.5 minutes of a period.
Of a period.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yep. And it happened again on Sunday, although that was really unlucky. You know what I mean? Sabo saves it and it hits off at Dryden and goes in. 28 seconds in the game. So I had to update that because it was at 23. Yeah. That is it. The timing of the goals was ugly. And I've actually got a few stats courtesy of Darren to back that up. So that's it, Junior. The good, the bad, not ugly.
Fabulous. Senior, just remembered man of the match for Sunday's game.
Yamamoto.
Yama. I'm torn between him and Sekos because I think Sekos, he was 1+2 in the game as well. Yama's goal was just a fucking beauty, though. Oh, absolute beauty. You know what? Nah, I'm going with him. I'm going with Yama. His work rate is fucking second to none. Sekos does play hard every game throughout the game as well. But yeah, Yama.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think his performance overall was good, but that goal was just different gravy.
Oh, we're playing Sheffield. Northern boys love gravy.
Northern boys love gravy.
Yeah, Neil certainly loves some gravy, the wee orange bastard that he is. Right, so Leamin Tattoo sponsored game preview. So we are away to the Manchester Storm tomorrow night. Away to the Belfast Giants on Saturday and at home to Manchester on Sunday. So, Senior, let's look at the two Manchester, games together. Alexis Doust is now top point scorer in the league. He is one of my three to watch. He's joint second top goal scorer and joint second and assists with Dryden Dow. Dryden slowly just creeped in there with the assists this year table. So, Alexis Dow's top point scorer. Cam Critchlow, 7 points in his last 5 games. And Craig Martin, 32 points in 37 games. The only saving grace, unfortunately, is due to injury, is there's no more Grant Hebert. He is away home due to injury. So that's a saving case for us that we didn't hate to play him. The guy doused,
right?
Doused and the dirt is gone.
Yeah. Was in our group chat.
What was he saying?
Yeah. He was saying, there's a chance I might be going to Dundee. Or Fife. and he ended up at Manchester. So he could have been playing for us if the rumours were to be true. It was in the group chat that he was rumoured to be heading to Scotland, and it would be us or Fife. In fact, he ended up in Manchester. And when you sort of look at what he'd done previously, I didn't think he would be lighting up the league like what he is.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be maybe more of a Yamamoto type of player. Could put points up, but probably grind a bit and just be a wee agitator. But he's came in and he's lit this league up. A fantastic player.
Yeah.
But, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I think we really do need the help of the fans this weekend, especially one fan who might be able to put the backup off. So if Lara wants to go down, we are wee signs and Alex, love you, stuff like that, then we'll see.
Oh, Lara, I forgot about that. I was wondering where you were going with that. I thought you were thinking about me shouting on the boy to come out the goal for the empty netter, but Lara, if she could flutter her eyebrows. Flutter her eyebrows at the goalie. But Manchester, 4 wins out of their last 6 games. And obviously in that includes wins over Cardiff, Fife in there, but Belfast, Guildford as well. So two very tough games. Last time we played them down there, we won.
Yeah, I know. You know what? There's 3 games. We've not touched on the Belfast game yet, right? But there's 3 games, and I'll take 2 wins against Manchester.
Yeah,
that'd do me.
Yeah,
that
or,
would do
or,
me.
Or I'd even take the 3 points over the Manchester.
Yes. Yeah.
If they're going to win, at least pick up a point.
I think
you're up in a ring now.
I'm just nearly sleeping. You see when the pulley comes in.
I told you all. Listen, he's mourning about not being in his bed yet because it's a later podcast. Fucking hell. Oh, dear. Right, okay, senior. Score prediction in Manchester.
Right. Ah, 4-3 Manchester.
I've just said the same in overtime. I'm being optimistic. I'm going for a point. I'm going optimistic here, right?
Good.
Saturday, we're away to Belfast. It's the usual guys here. Scott Conway, 45 points in 43 games. JJ Pegarich, he is a point per game again this season, 43 points in 43 games. But although he's kind of not been performing as well recently, and unfortunately, very lucky boy in when he took the skate to the face against Nottingham, Elijah Bariga, no points in his last 2 games, which makes me think he's going to come out and have a little bit of burst on Saturday. Belfast, not really much to say, I don't think. I think it's going to be a bit of a save yourself for Sunday.
It's a free hit. That's where I look at it. The 2 big games are Manchester. Belfast's a free hit. Get in there, get out there as quick as you can, injury free.
And
get back up the road in time. Actually, if I was a club, I would just phone them, say, we're not coming over. We'll give you a 3-0 win.
We've got too many injuries. Can we do a 5 and sign folk?
Too many injuries. Too many injuries. We'll just take the 3-0 defeat.
Yeah.
Save on the ferry.
I'm just joking about that with 5 and signing boys, right? But after Ryan Foss left and never served that suspension.
Yeah. That's just carpet.
I fucking said it would happen. Yeah. Right, score prediction in Belfast, senior.
6-0 Belfast.
I've said 6-1. We're sending the wavelengths to each other tonight.
Yeah.
Right, Manchester at home on Sunday, the big one.
5-3 Stars.
Oof. Is that an empty netter?
No. No.
I'm going to go 4-3 in overtime, Stars. Or a shootout, one of the two. I think both teams will pick up three. I think we'll split the weekend even.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to split the weekend, to be honest with you. I've my score predictions I've got was split in the weekend, but
yeah, and just hope
I don't want to split the weekend. Yeah. They've got two games in hand. If they win those two games in hand, they'll only go a point behind. And I think we've got the harder running.
Yeah.
Like we're away.
Yeah.
I think we've still got we've got Sheffield away. We've got Belfast. We've got Cardiff at home.
So this is Manchester's running from now, from where tomorrow right. night to the end of the season. So
okay.
Stars at home, Glasgow okay. at home, Stars away. Nottingham at home, Coventry away, Sheffield away, Cardiff at home, Nottingham away, Coventry at home, Belfast away, Guildford at home, Fife away.
I would probably predict that they could win potentially all of their home games.
Yeah. Us, obviously Manchester away, Belfast away, Manchester home.
Yeah.
Cardiff away, Guildford away, a double header weekend. We then have a single home game weekend at home at Coventry. We're then away to Sheffield, home to Cardiff, away to Glasgow, home to Fife.
Yeah, it's going to be tight. It is going to be so fucking tight.
Yep.
I'd looked at it, and without sort of being the negative, I was thinking we could only maybe, we'd be, if we win our home games, I think we've got, what did we say? We had four games at home. Yeah, Manchester. Yeah.
Fife, Cardiff, Coventry, Manchester.
Right. I think we might end up just... We might need to win the four home games to even just say a chance and hope that we pick up someone out. Excuse me, someone away.
Yeah.
It's going to be so difficult now. We've got the points on the board, which is the bonus. We've got the points. They've got to win those games in hand.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that if Glasgow are looking forward and they're thinking, well, we could catch the team in sixth, then you'd like to think they're going to go into Manchester and they were a favour.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's hoping. Here's hoping. Right. Senior, on this day, sponsored by Slimming World with Stella, the 4th of March, born on this day in 1986, one hell of a player for the Stars in the league era, pulled out the Michigan in Belfast. None other than Joey Sides. A happy of birthdays to Joey Sides. What a player, by the way.
Yeah. Joey Sides was a good player, eh? Yeah. He's another one that sort of reminds me of the Jayla Tulip, Zach Sekos type of player. And very, very skillful player.
Yeah. On this day, senior, in 2011, we had a contract extension. It's 2011, first year after the Elite League, our very first Elite League season, we extended Dan Siemens' contract as head coach, player head coach, and then got rid of him halfway through that season, and he fucked off to Fife. So, yeah, thanks, Dan. See you later. But then, in 2014...
I must admit, I never got him. You can't. I think you're getting where I'm going with this, eh?
Yeah, we know exactly where you're going with, and I agree.
Yeah. What number are you going to be wearing? I'll be taking 16. Oh, fucking will you? Yeah, that fucking riled me.
Yeah,
I'm not caring who you are. Then I come in and take a legend's fucking number off her.
Yeah. The local hero's number.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sorry, the GOAT of Dundee hockey. The GOAT.
Yeah. Yeah. That was me and Mr. Dan seeming on a slippery fucking slope for you there, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, because he feels bad about that, eh? like he gave the fuck.
Yes.
2014, we had another contract extension. And this time it was because we won a conference. In 2014, on this day, we extended the contract of the SNL title-winning coach, Jeff Hutchins. Fucking yes, Jeff. So yeah, Jeff Hutchins extended his contract on this day. 2017, we had a home league win versus the Glasgow Clan by 4-1. Goals by Kale Tanaka, Justin Farina, and 2 by Vinny Scarsella. In 2018, we had an away league win at the Edinburgh Capitals by 9-4. Goals by Brian Hart, Anthony Marshall de Casa, 2 by Lucas Lundvald, 2 by Jimmy Jensen, a goal by Jordan Cowney, Mark Olivier Mimar, and Omar Pasha again.
He's scoring goals game, like McGiffin.
In that game, steady now. In that game, we also had a Chris Ingalls fight and a Jordan Cowney fight with Jay King at the boards. That was that game, senior.
That game. Yeah.
Yep.
That game. Yeah. If memory serves me right, did Jordan no game a wee what we were doing?
Jay King became Joe King.
Yeah.
Then he got absolutely leathered by him.
Yeah.
And the final thing of on this day was from the Jeff Mason era. In 2023, we had an away league loss at the Cardiff Devils in a shootout by 5-4. Goals by Philippe Sonch, Carter Folk, Eric Naslund, and Chris Ingalls.
So, right. I'm going to say it now, right? Because someone might tell me, young Inge might listen into this, right? So, that's it. He's got 4 home games left to score a goal. Right? He's got away games and that, but it would be a waste of time away from home. Unless he does it for the cameras. Chris Ingalls, if you're listening, right, myself and Billy McGuinness are expecting, if you score, we want to see the Lockie Fleet sign. Right? We want to see that if you score. Right? Skate towards Section C and do it. All right? Gav gone and done it for United. You could do it for the Dundee Stars.
Senior, I did set Chris a target at the start of the season, remember?
Right.
Of points this year. I'd said that his highest ever points tally through 60 Elite League games was 7. And Chris has played 44 games this season and currently has 7. So we are going to beat the record this year with Chris. We are beating the record. That is going to happen. And it's going to be with a goal. And by what now sounds like from Billy and yourself, with the Lockie Fleet sign.
Yep.
It's
going to be so funny if he does it.
but that is on this day. You know what, senior? It was a disappointing weekend from a Stars point of view. It was a very good weekend for the Rockets. A very good weekend for Ryan Thompson deciding not to sit beside with the Rockets games because they said to sit elsewhere.
but we're not going to go into that because
we're not
angry, we're just disappointed. Louis, however, did also have a wee wave and a wee conversation with, so Louis's still fine, we're all right with him. Daisy gave us a wave on Sunday, so we're fine there too. So it's just Ryan, really. Listen, tough weekend. We've seen it throughout the season on social media, through the Star social media. Big game of the weekend, biggest weekend of the season. This is our biggest weekend of the season now. Two games against Manchester, in the hope we can get 4 points and limit them to as minimum points as possible. And I keep saying it, we're in it together. So let's forget about Nottingham and Sheffield, especially Sheffield. Let's forget about that weekend. We're looking forward, no backwards. We're going to be sitting here next week, senior, with a smile on our face.
Big cheesy grins.
And I'm going to say, minimum of 3 points, and I'm happy.
We'll be sitting here, Junior, big cheesy grins, and having a laugh about Chris Ingles doing the Fleet sign as he scores the winner against Manchester.
That'll be our honourable mention. Listen, folks, enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you at the rink on Sunday.
Remember the competition.
Yeah, I'll post it. It's fine. Bring it. And remember, we're in it together. Don't you know, pump it up.